Chapter 2. Cain and Abel. When Adam and Eve left Eden, they went east. Adam became a farmer. Soon they had two sons. The older son was named Cain. The younger son was called Abel. Abel became a shepherd. All day long, he would follow his flock of sheep. Cain grew up to be a farmer like his father. He worked hard in the fields. His hands became rough and dirty. He thought, "This is very difficult work. I think it's easier to be a shepherd." In Eden, Adam and Eve talked to and thanked God directly. But now they had a new way. They would give precious things to God. They made a fire on a stone altar and put the things in the fire. This way, they could see the gift going up to heaven in the smoke. One day, Adam's family prepared their gifts to God. Abel put a fat young lamb on the altar. The flames grew large. This meant that God was pleased with Abel's present. Then Cain put his grains and green herbs on the fire, but the flames became small. Cain was angry. He saw that the Lord took Abel's gift easily, but God would not accept Cain's gift. Cain told Abel to meet him in a lonely field. When Abel came, Cain killed him. God called out to Cain,
"Why did you kill your brother? No plants will grow for you anymore. You will move around the earth to find food."
Cain replied, "Oh Lord, it is too much. People will kill me when they see me on the street." God said,
"I will put a mark on your forehead. It will be a warning. If anyone kills you, I will punish him. But this mark will also make people remember your crime."
So Cain left his home. Some people say he went to the land of Nod. Noah's Ark. God was upset. Everywhere he looked, people were evil. God decided he would destroy everyone and everything on earth.
"I will start again," he thought.
There was only one man that God liked. His name was Noah. God came to Noah and ordered him to build a big boat. He told Noah that he would cover the earth with water. Noah and his sons started to work on the boat. Other people laughed at him. Noah tried to warn them about the flood, but they just laughed harder. Finally, the boat was finished. God came to Noah and said,
"Gather enough food for you and your family, and bring two of every animal into the boat."
After Noah did what God told him, it began to rain. This was a big, heavy rain. Soon the land was covered with water. Only Noah, his family, and the animals on the boat were alive. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. As the clouds cleared, the waters began to drop. After 150 days, Noah's boat touched land. Noah saw that they were on Mount Ararat. Noah and his family made a new home near the mountain. Then they gave precious gifts to God. Tower of Babel. Noah had many children. Those children had more children. Soon, there were thousands of people again in the world. They went around the earth, looking for a good place to live. Soon, these people came to the valley of Shinar. They found a lot of clay and water there.
"Let's make bricks," they said.
"We can build a tall tower."
"Let's build a tower all the way up to heaven."
The people were very excited. They started to make many bricks, and the tower rose up higher and higher. One day, God looked down and saw the tower.
"These people have become too proud," said God. "They think they can touch heaven by building bricks."
God decided to teach these people a lesson.
"Let's see if they can work together in different languages," said God.
As soon as he spoke, the people became confused. They could not understand each other. Everywhere, people were making strange sounds. The work stopped. The people became afraid and left the valley. The tower these people built was called Babel. Never again did all the people of the earth share the same language.